USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Denver. A three-day strike in Denver public schools has ended after district officials and the teachers union came to an agreement after negotiating for nearly 20 straight hours straight through the night to reach the deal, which was finalized just a short time ago. To Poland, where Vice President Mike Pence says,
"The time has come for our European partners to stand with us and the Iranian people, to stand with our allies and friends in the region."
At a conference on Middle East issues, Pence slams European allies who haven't gone along with the U.S. in breaking the nuclear deal with Iran and who are not supporting U.S. sanctions.
"Some of our leading European partners have not been nearly as cooperative. In fact, they've led the effort to create mechanisms to break up our sanctions."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
A bipartisan bill that would fund border security, though not provide the wall funding President Trump wants, could get votes in the House and Senate today and tomorrow, the White House suggesting the president will sign it and find wall funding money elsewhere. It was a year ago today that a mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, left 17 people dead. Yesterday, President Trump commented on the tragic anniversary at a gathering of sheriffs and police chiefs.
"We cannot imagine the sorrow and suffering the Parkland families have endured. Our entire nation mourns for the victims and their loved ones, and we pledge our unwavering resolve to work with the leaders in this room to secure our nation's schools and everywhere else."
Weekly jobless claims rising by 4,000 last week to about 239,000. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Retired astronaut Mark Kelly off to a pretty good start in his bid for a U.S. Senate seat in Arizona. The husband of former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, raising $1.1 million since announcing he was running on Tuesday morning. The Democrat plans to challenge Republican Martha McSally for John McCain's seat in 2020's special election. McSally was chosen to fill it after John Kyle stepped down at the end of last year. Smoking pot as a teenager could raise the risk of depression in adulthood. A new study finding that smoking marijuana in teenage years is related to nearly 40% hikes in the risk of depression later in life. Users also have a 50% higher risk of having suicidal thoughts. Researchers consider the increased risk moderate. They say the number of adult cases of depression linked to marijuana use in teen years is probably about 400,000, which is 7% of all depression cases. And men are more likely than women to spend money on their partners for Valentine's Day, which is today, remember. According to a new study by Bankrate.com, the average man plans on spending, wow, get this, $339 on their spouse or partner. Women say they'll spend about $64 on their man. Anyway, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.